Frank Lee arrived in Canada in 1960. He was a grandmaster of White Crane Kung Fu, who devised his own style for contact fighting. As a boy in Hong Kong, he grew up on the streets where he saw a lot of violence firsthand, mostly shootings and stabbings. It was a normal sight. However, when he moved to Canada, he was ready to leave all of that behind and forget what his life had been like in the ghetto. He worked at the Phoenix Cafe in Alberta in the early 1960s. His job was waiting tables and helping in the kitchen for 12 hours a day. Fights used to break out, and often he would have to get rid of rowdy patrons. Soon, people would come to the restaurant only to watch him fight, and more than a few would deliberately start up arguments to try to get him to fight them. When martial arts became popular in the 1970s thanks to Bruce Lee, Frank was thrust into the spotlight. He became some sort of superhero who could throw a watermelon into the air and then smash it with his fingertips, and break coconuts open with the palm of his hand